At the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland today, one of the world's largest drug companies, Pharmacia, unveiled a new plan. It would allow generic manufacturers to make cheap equivalents of its AIDS drug Rescriptor for sale in 78 developing countries. Pharmacia says it will license the drug to a Dutch nonprofit, which in turn will share the information with generic drug makers. Pharmacia will get a small royalty on the sales. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports that the plan may be a model for other drug companies.
The numbers are staggering. Some 42 million people are infected with HIV. Most are in developing countries, in Africa, China, and Southeast Asia, where the drugs that are changing AIDS from a fatal disease to a chronic one are simply unaffordable. Now, Pharmacia is turning over the proprietary formula of its AIDS drug to a non-profit supplier, the International Dispensary Association of the Netherlands.
It's kind of a symbolic gesture at this point.
James Love is director of the Consumer Project on Technology.
Pharmacia is essentially licensing a drug in the poorest countries that isn't really used by anyone right now. So it's more interesting as a model for how people might think about licensing technology than it is about a product that anybody actually wants to use.
U.S. and European drug makers have been under mounting pressure to make their expensive AIDS drugs available to people in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. The drug makers have responded with large gifts. They've slashed prices. But these solutions have barely made a dent in the problem. Since 1999, some nonprofits and many governments have been pressing for a system of compulsory licensing. That system would allow governments in developing countries to break drug patents in public health emergencies, such as epidemics of AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. The U.S. government and U.S. drug makers don't like that approach, and Pharmacia's voluntary licensing may be an attractive alternative. That's what Dr. Michael Friedman, a senior vice president at Pharmacia, believes. We reached Dr. Friedman on his cell phone as he was driving from Davos, where he announced the plan, to Zurich, where he was catching a flight home.
Rather than being a model that's punitive, it's a model that's essentially collaborative, which is that we share with the generic manufacturers all the technical details of how to make the medicine and with the regulatory authorities of the various countries, the clinical information about efficacy or toxicity that would otherwise be unavailable.
One influential pharmaceutical analyst says he thinks the Pharmacia move is intended to take away some of the pressure for a compulsory licensing system. The U.S. is negotiating the details of such a system through the World Trade Organization next month. This is not the first time a drug company has announced such an agreement. GlaxoSmithKline did it with a South African company, but the terms of the deal were so limited that no drugs have actually been manufactured. If drugs are manufactured under Pharmacia's plan, they won't be easily smuggled back into the United States. The shape and color of the copies will be different from the original. Activists like James Love say if Pharmacia's initiative is copied by the heavyweights of the AIDS drugs world, companies like GlaxoSmithKline and Bristol Myers, it'll really make a difference. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.